Demand for electricity in Sitka is outpacing the city's ability to generate it from two hydro projects at Blue Lake and Green Lake. To compensate, the city can burn diesel fuel in massive building-sized generators, but doing so is costly. Sitka resident Joel Hansen testified on the Assembly's resolution to declare October Energy Awareness Month. He said he's applied for a weatherization grant to help make his home more energy efficient, and he encouraged others to do the same.
We hope to have about $8,000 worth of improvements done to our home in the next couple of months, and it's going to save us a boodle in the long run. So energy awareness, good. Weatherization, great.
Assemblymember Mim McConnell challenged residents to see how little electricity they could get away with using in the month of October.
Just 1 month. See what you can do. See what you can cut back on. And maybe you'll find that, maybe that wasn't so hard. Maybe that wasn't so bad. Maybe I can even make it 2 months.
Ideas for saving energy include turning off the television when it's not actively being watched, hanging up clothes instead of machine drying them, and not doing laundry during peak hours.
Our peak times are typically from 6 o'clock in the morning to about 9 o'clock in the morning when everyone's up and getting ready for work. And then, of course, in the afternoon from like 4 to 7 when folks come home and do other evening chores prior to bedtime.
That's Utility Director Christopher Bruton. He says analysts are studying a new utility rate structure for Sitka. They'll visit the city next week to review models and will likely return later in October to brief the Assembly on how rates should change. A likely scenario is a rate structure that rewards people for conserving energy.
Most utilities are switching to what's called an inclining block rate structure, where as you use more, the cost per unit goes up. So your first initial block of power would be at a certain rate, mm-hmm. The next block would be at a higher rate, and so forth and so on.
The ultimate objective, Bruton says, is to avoid putting all four hydro generators online at the same time. He says keeping it to three will help lake levels recover and save energy. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett said the city has lost some business as a result of the energy crisis. She said she was telling some friends about a fish waste plant that was considering building an operation in Sitka.
We ended up losing them as a company because we didn't have enough power to offer them, and they would have had to bring in their own diesel generation. Well, this group that I was standing around, there were two people in the group turned to me and said, "Is that really true? Is it really a problem?" And I was a little bit shocked by that because I think every meeting we sit up here and something comes up about energy and we say, it is really a problem. It's the biggest problem we're facing right now, and it is really the responsibility of every resident to help us with this because it affects every single one of us individually.
Hackett and other assembly members hope that by calling October Energy Awareness Month, fewer people will be asking if there's a problem, and more people will be acting on it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.